This is Jason Tucker. I can be found over at jasontucker.us. So I'm going to talk about the earthquake that occurred today on March 16th at around 4 o'clock this morning. So I went to sleep around 1:30 last night. I fell asleep on the couch, but I woke up around 1:30 and put myself to bed. Around 4:03 or so, I was woke up by a violent shaking of my bed, and it was an earthquake. I looked on my iPhone real quick. I just typed in earthquake Whittier, and Google says that it was a 4.5. I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, that's good to know. It wasn't, you know, like a 7 or anything, and it wasn't, it didn't feel like that at all, but I was just, you know, I was curious about it. And so I ended up staying up for about, I don't know, maybe 25 minutes or so on my iPhone, just submitting my entry to the earthquake website where you put in whether if you heard it or not. So I put all my information in there, you know, did it shake, or what type of building are you in, do you see any damage, do you see any this and that, and some of those things I just couldn't provide because, you know, I was sleeping. So I put in all the information I knew, and I do that every time there's an earthquake, and I actually responded and got my information on the website fairly quick. I mean, probably the longest it took was to to actually remember what the website address was. A quick little Google search got me to that point, and there you go. So I've lived in Whittier for a number of years, and then my grandparents or grandmother lives in Whittier as well. So I've been in Whittier pretty much all my life. In and out, staying at my grandma's house on the weekends and stuff. And I remember one time, and I don't remember what month it was, but it was when they had the pretty good size Whittier earthquake. And it was the one that that actually took out the quad, which is like a kind of like a outdoor shopping mall, strip mall type thing. But they have a parking structure. And they had a pretty good sized place called Henshaw's and a couple other companies that were there. But anyhow, the parking structure was leveled. I mean, the second story collapsed on top of, you know, the first story. And I was going to look up online this morning and see when it happened and all that stuff. And before I recorded, and I'm driving on my way to work right now, I went and looked up some information about it, and if I remember correctly, it was in 1987 that occurred, and it was, let's see here, so that'd be 5, 6, 7, I think I was like 8 years old, maybe 9, and so there was a, you know, I remember my grandma drove us over to go look at the mall and go check it out, and it was pretty bad, and, you know, just seeing the top level crash down onto the bottom level. And I was also looking around online and I found a picture. So if you're listening to this, you could check out the picture on there as well. There's this website called deadmalls.com that talks about, you know, what happened to that structure and stuff. But I was at my grandma's house when that one occurred, and it was really bad. My grandma had these rolling beds that you can move around the room, and they're on casters, and I remember sleeping on that and waking up and my bed was on the other side of the room. So it was pretty bad. Well, anyhow, this is Jason Tucker. I can be found over at jasontucker.us. Come by, check out my website. I just redesigned it, used a new theme. Didn't design it, but use a new theme and been doing a little bit of WordPress hacking and stuff on it. So go by and check that out. I'll talk to you later. Bye.